ओम शांति। 12th June 2018 Tuesday। Today's blessing is, may you experience newness at every second in this new age of the confluence age and become a fast effort maker. Everything becomes new at the confluence age. That is why it is called the new age. Your way of waking up is new. Your way of speaking is new. Your way of walking is new. New means spiritual. There is newness even in your awareness, smriti. All situations are new. Your way of meeting is new. Your way of seeing is new. When you look, the soul sees the soul, not the body. You have connection with the vision of brotherhood, not with any bodily relationship. In this way, you experience newness in yourself at every second. Whatever stage you had a second before, let it not be the same the next second. Move ahead. This is known as being a fast effort maker. So today's blessing is, Baba is telling us to experience newness. Everything is new at the confluence age. Waking up is new, speaking is new, walking is new, awareness is new, meeting is new, seeing is new, situations are new. So, in this way, you experience newness in yourself at every second. Whatever stage you had a second before, let it not be the same the next second. Move ahead. This is known as being fast effort maker. So, the definition of fast effort maker is, whatever stage you had 1 second before, that stage after 1 second should be different. If this is our stage, this is 1 second. Whatever stage you had 1 second before, and whatever stage you get the next second, this should be different. Baba is talking in terms of seconds, not in terms of minutes, not in terms of days, not in terms of weeks, not in terms of months, and not in terms of years. Everything is changing every second. Let everything be new. Because if the same old things, the same old way of thinking, seeing, speaking is there, then a boredom comes. That's why Baba is telling us to have newness every second. If the same Amrit Vela goes on every day, there would be boredom. If the same sitting in the class and listening to Murli is going on every day, there would be boredom. If the same monotonous action, karma, duty is going on every day, there would be boredom. A time will come when you will feel fatigue. A time will come when you will feel like to give up the task and not to do it anymore. No matter how interesting things are, but if we do not bring newness, things become dull and drab. So, every moment there should be newness. In India and across the world, they celebrate New Year. In India and across the world, they celebrate different festivals. And what we do in those festivals, we try to purchase new things. We try to color the house. We try to make things new. We try to bring new things. All that which we had, whatever we had, we try to make it new. New celebration, new clothes, new car, new decoration. But that is something which is outside. Unless and until the person who is doing that changes, making things new is useless. There are two ways. One is outside, another is inside. Outside, you try to change things. You try to make things new. But no matter whatever newness you bring outside, as long as the mind remains same, there won't be any newness. Or whatever newness you bring, this would be very, very transitory. So, the real newness is in the mind. The real newness is of vision. The real newness is of attitude, is of thoughts, is of thinking, is of imagination. It's not about changing things. It's not about replacing things. It's not about rearranging, reshuffling things. No matter what you do. But so long as the mind is same, there won't be any newness. The definition of newness is entirely different. Newness is not about changing things. Newness is not about reshuffling things. Newness is not about purchasing things. Newness is not about borrowing things. Newness is not about borrowing newness from something. It's all about internal mind. It's the mind which should be new, not the things, not the objects, not the house, not the furniture, not the fan, not the car, not the dresses. What newness Baba is wanting is newness of mind. So, how to make this mind new? Because unless and until the internal mind changes, everything remains the same. For example, if somebody is sitting at Shanti Stambh, okay? This is the Shanti Stambh where somebody is sitting. And somebody is sitting there from last 10 years. And every time he feels it is the same. But is the place same? That's a big question. Whether there or here, even when we are sitting here right now, is it the same place?
This is the same.
Are you sure that this is the same place which was there yesterday? Are you sure that this is the same Madhuban, same Shantistam which was there yesterday where you sat? No, even the places are changing. The vibrations are changing every moment. The people are changing every moment. Today, all of you who are sitting here, yesterday some different people were sitting. The day before some other people were sitting. The day before some other vibrations were there. Today some other vibrations are there. Even the places is changing. To have newness means to feel that Madhuban is new every moment. It is not the same place. It is not the same time. It is not the 5:15 which was there yesterday. This 15 past 5 is different than yesterday's 15 past 5. Time is changing. Place is changing. Is it the same person whom you are meeting today? Whom you met yesterday? Is it the same person whom you meet? Do you meet every day? Suppose a husband is there and he had a fight with his wife today, and tomorrow he meets her. Is she the same person? Everything is changing. Time is changing, place is changing, person is changing. Or even if they remain same, to feel that everything is new. For example, there was a person, an And when Mahatma Buddha was sitting in his meditative pose and then opening eyes and about to start his lecture or discourse, suddenly a man who is very much angry comes and starts hurling abuses at Mahatma Buddha and talking all sorts of weird and funny things or useless things to him, straight away criticizing him for his philosophy, straight away criticizing him for his lifestyle and everything. And at the last, he spits on him and goes away in that anger. He goes home and he feels repentant. He feels that man was sitting and delivering lecture. I went and abused him, talked loudly with him, but he did not utter a single word. So he feels as if he has done something wrong. He feels very much penitent. And next day he comes and starts crying. And then he falls at his feet, Mahatma Buddha's feet, starts crying and his tears are falling. And Mahatma Buddha says, "Why are you crying?" As if nothing had happened before. He says, "Please forgive me for whatever I did yesterday." He said, "Yesterday? Yesterday was a different man. This is a different man. Whom should I forgive? The man who is coming now is a new man. The man who was there yesterday is gone. He is no more. Now there is even no need to forgive. There is no need to take cognizance of that. You are already changed. Things are done. So there is no need to ask for forgiveness at all. Because you were a different man yesterday, you are a different man today." This is one event. Second event, Mahatma Buddha leaves his home, goes in search of truth, spends many, many years in sadhana, in tapasya, and doesn't get anything. And ultimately, sitting at the Bodhi tree, he achieves enlightenment. He comes out and then he gets some disciple, and then he is moving like a mendicant from place to place and living the life of a sannyasin. And after 12 years, he comes back home. After 12 years, he comes back home. And his father is meeting him. And his father is very much full of tears. His father is saying, "Why did you leave me? I was missing you so much. What was the need to go away? And I can't see you as a mendicant. I can't see you as a beggar. You should have been an emperor, a samrat. But what are you doing?" So even his wife is crying. So Mahatma Buddha says, "The person who left you 12 years before was a different man. I am not the same person. Don't think your son has come. Don't think your husband has come. Don't think your father has come. I am a different man. I am no more the same Siddharth who had left 12 years back. The person who had left 12 years back has died. He doesn't exist anymore. This is a new man. This is a new person, a new life. This is a monk. This is a person who has come for the welfare of the world. He is not your son. So everything has changed. Don't think that your son has come back. I am no more your son. So everything is changing. Everything is new. And to live in that newness is spiritual life. That's why Baba has said, new means alaukik. New means spiritual. So we have to bring that newness in life. To feel that everything is new. every day is new, every morning is new, every Amrit Vela is new, every Murli is new, every interaction is new. Every person is new. He is not the same person who was there yesterday. He is not the same person whom with I fought yesterday. He is not the same person whom I loved so much yesterday. He is a new man today. He is a new man today. She is a new woman today. Every woman is new. Every man is new. Every place is new. This is not the same hall which was existing yesterday. This is not the same time. Every Amrit Vela is new. Because if you, as I was giving the example of Shantistam, you sit in the at the Shantistam today evening. Is it the same Shantistam? No. People have changed. There are different people sitting here. Places have changed. He is a new man sitting here, new person sitting here. Every person is sitting. The air which is moving, the whip of air which is moving is different. The trees which are careening are different. The gush of purity which is there in the atmosphere is different. The drizzle which is coming, the rain which is pouring is different. Rain was not there yesterday, rain is there today. Is it the same first place? Place has changed. Persons have changed. So, every place is changing. Every place is changing. Every person is changing. The person whom I met 10 p.m. yesterday and whom I am meeting 5 a.m. today is different. Whole night has passed. I don't know what dreams, what imaginations, what he did at night, everything has changed. So place is changing. Don't sing it is the same Madhuban. Madhuban is changing every second. The Madhuban which was there 1 second before is not the same Madhuban now. Every work is changing. Don't think that your seva is the same seva which you are doing from last 10 years, 20 years. Every day is a new seva. Every day is a new person with whom you are interacting. Don't think that your partner with whom you are living and doing service from last 20 years is the same person. He is changing. Every moment he is different. Because minds are changing, thoughts are changing, vibrations are changing. The attitude which with they are working is changing. So, bring this newness in life. So, Baba is saying, new means spiritual. And whatever your stage 1 second before, now this second, not minute, not days, not weeks, not months, not years. Every second your stage should change. This is known as fast purushartha. This is known as fast effort. So, bring that newness, bring that new vision, bring that new attitude, bring that new umang, new utsah, new enthusiasm, new zeal, new zest. Newness of life. Newness is spirituality. Oldness, or whatever that is old, is dead. Doesn't exist anymore. What person was there yesterday, just as people die, I have died. This is a new self, a new man. This is spirituality. A new man should be a combination of a scientist. A new man should be a scientist, a poet, and a spiritualist. Let this new man emerge from the ashes of the old. Let this new person emerge who is scientific, who is spiritual, who is poet, who is tender, who is hard, who is loving, whose mind is full of compassion, at the same time is resolute will. He would be a combination of things. He would be medley of things. Multiple things are existing in him at one time. At one moment he is in the crowd, another moment he is lost in solitude. On one moment he is speaking, and another moment he is in silence. There is a unique combination of silence and speech. Last Sunday's Murli Baba said, you have to give speech through 3 means. What are they? Karma, eyes and forehead. This is your speech. Those speeches, if you want to learn, learn from those netas. They will teach you the pauses and crescendo and decrescendo. But your speech is different. Your thoughts are different. Your imagination is different. Everything is different. So, every day is new. So new, this is a thing that this is a new day. A new day has brought new hopes, new expectations. A new day, new goals, new means, new yoga, new drill, new connection, new words, new everything. put on the cross the old man and let him die like this, and let the new man emerge, the resurrection. This is what is spirituality. Om Shanti.